Hi, this is Jackson Fong, and you're listening to an audio devotional. I'm the student ministry's pastor here at Community Church of Susanville, and we're in the middle of the series called The Me I Want to Be by John Ortberg. And for us, what we're doing, again, we're just simply taking the next 10 minutes or so to look at one of the concepts that he brings up in his book, and we'll match it up with scripture and see how that all pans together. But let me give you a brief review. This is week four in this series. We've looked at, in week one, we talked about discovering the Spirit and some of the truths and the lies that we look at in dealing with ourselves and how we deal with ourselves. Week two, we were talking about renewing the mind and different ways for us to really renew our minds in Christ. Last week, we talked about redeeming our time, because any true masterpiece takes time. This week, we're talking about deepening our relationships. It's the idea that all our relationships, well, first of all, the idea that God created us to be relational. But we'll talk more about that in a minute. But before we do anything else, if you would, let's go ahead and pray. Dear God, thanks for today. Thank you for our time together. And we thank you that you love us and you desire to show us a lot about who you are and how that can affect our lives and how that can change our lives and how that can better our lives and those that we love. We ask in Jesus' name that you would speak to us, that you would clear our minds so that we can be ready to take what you have for us, and that we'd be able to do that with some deep thought and some logic and some common sense and just looking at how you just really want to make our lives better in every way. So thanks. We ask and pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, what we talked about, or how we started off, we talked about reviewing a little bit about what the series is about. But today, or this week, we're talking about the deep concept of deepening our relationships. Again, all our relationships that we have in life, they're great. And it's good to have relationships, because God never designed us to be alone. In Genesis, the Bible talks about how God looked at mankind, which was at the time just Adam, and he said that man, it's not good for man to be alone. And so he created Eve. But it's not just about male-female relationships. It's about relationships that we have with God and relationships that we have with others. And today, we're going to be taking some time to look at the whole idea of, before anything else, we need to really build up and work on our relationship with God. So today we're going to look at Ephesians. We're going to look at the book of Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 to 21. And again, as we look at this chapter, or excuse me, as we look at these verses, there's a lot that to be said. And if God truly has created us, if God truly exists and he truly created us and he really does have a plan for our lives, then it probably would be really wise for us to make that time, to take time and to lay it aside so that we can really get to know the maker of who we are, because he has the blueprints for our lives and our best version of who we can be. So that would make sense, right? Let's just look at the passage. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 to 21. When I think of all this, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth. I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Now all glory to God, who is able, through his mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Glory to him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations forever and ever. Amen. I love how, especially in the New Testament, things are just so cram-packed in there. Paul's talking, and he's talking about a lot of different things. And he's talking about just God's amazingness. And when he thinks of everything about that, he can't do anything except stop and pray. And I think if we took time to stop and think about everything that God has done for us and all that who God is, I think we'd have to stop too. And whether it be kneel or bow or just pause in awe. And then just make time to talk to Him. Whether it be that simply you recognize all that God wants to give to you and you want to talk to God about that, or that all that He's given to us and you want to thank Him about that, or all that you can figure out that He has planned for you and you want to really pray about the future. Regardless of what it is, if we really make the time to think about it, I think for most of us, we can't stop. We can't help but just stop and come to God with that. Verse 16 again, I pray that from His glorious, unlimited resources, He will empower you with inner strength through His Spirit. The idea that God, again, being the creator of everything, that God is amazing, that God is glorious. And because God is God, His limits, His resources are totally unlimited. Those are things to take some hope in. Those are some things to be encouraged by. Those are things to be excited about. But it's not just about God being way out there and having all this stuff and being clueless to us. The idea that He will empower us with inner strength through His Spirit. That God wants to empower us. That God wants to strengthen us. That God wants to enable us to be able to do things in life. And sometimes it's not always on the outside. Sometimes it's not just about the resources that of money or physical strength. In this verse it says, inner strength through His Spirit. Sometimes the greatest strength that we can tap into is the inner strength of will. Here's some things to think about. God desires to do that. And as God desires to do that, it takes us to verse 17. Then Christ will make His home in your hearts as you trust in Him. The promise here is that God is going to make His home in our hearts. The catch is, or the responsibility that is laid on us, is as we trust in Him. God desires to do all this, but He's not going to force Himself in. It's just like if you were going to have a party. People have to walk in the door to be a part of your party. They have to choose to do that. They've got to choose to fully participate. Just like for us, we've got to choose to fully participate in our relationship with Him. God desires to deepen the relationship that we have in Him, but part of that requires for us to trust in Him. The verse continues, your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. I think it's a beautiful image, the idea of roots growing. For most plants, they have to have a root. And the stronger the root system, the healthier the plant is, and usually the larger the plant will grow. I think that image is perfect for what God is trying to express to us here. Because the more that we can really dig down into our relationship with God, the more that we dig deep into what the Bible says and how that relates to our lives, and in worship and in prayer and all those basics of being a Christian, if we really grow and stretch out in growing in those things, well, obviously, what else is going to happen? Our relationship with God will grow because we're interacting with God on so many different parts of our lives. And as God does that, He'll strengthen us. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, how deep His love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you'll be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. The encouragement to really know what God's love really looks like, that God would empower us to fully understand it. And it's a lifelong thing, and it's an eternal thing, because we can't fully comprehend it on this planet with all the stuff we try to cram our minds with that kind of overflows and pours out of our heads. Again, we find it in work, we find it in our relationships and our families, and even in school. We have all this information we're supposed to remember, and sometimes we can't even remember the basics. How more intense is it to try to comprehend what God's love is for us? That's pretty amazing. In either case, though, know that God has amazing things in store. And that in our struggle and in our life, as we try to strive, that God desires to do amazing things. Verse 20 and 21. Verse 20. Now all glory to God, who is able, through his mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. God desires to do big things. God wants to, and God has his mighty power that we can tap into. The encouragement is to do that. Make some time today. Connect to God. For additional details and other options and other devotionals, check out cefcyouth.com. Until then, God bless. Remember, you're loved, and you don't have to be alone.